Hello, everybody. It is Tuesday afternoon, last day of February, and I'm here in the living room with a nice warm fire going. Outside, it's cold and still have a fair bit of snow left over from yesterday. But today, it's been somewhat melting, and although it's supposed to snow again some tonight, maybe, but I think the worst is over as far as snow amount. Okay, this week on the opening picture, the birds seem to know when I'm gonna do a report because they get all excited. You can see the table set up. That was for Saturday's ladies conference. It's an online conference, and it lasts through the morning and until lunch, which here means they were over at 4. But they have online sessions, and then they have stuff that they do locally, and so churches and all over Spain meet and sort of get together. So they organized it at our church, and then some came from the Irun church and had a good group, and they had a great time. It was a good meeting, good for the ladies. And yeah, and then Sunday services went well. We always open the services, or the main service, we start with a chorus of some sort, just to bring everybody finally seated in and all that. And it was an interesting one that I'd learned and remember from when I was a boy. My dad picked it up from someone down in Chile or Argentina or something, I think. But anyway, it's fun. So we, if I, I'm gonna, I'm hopefully gonna be able to put that together and maybe I share it with you later on. And what else? The services went well. Juan Bautista, the man who had the stroke, his week was sort of okay. And today I was going to go visit him after our team meeting. And his daughter texted and said he is not doing well. They do not think he's pulling through. So she said it was better I didn't go today. So I don't know. I might go tomorrow. But they're expecting him to pass, to die. So yeah, our church people are flooding him with audios and video greetings, and she says he loves to receive them. So church people have been very good, not only at praying for him, but sending him through WhatsApp these audios, and she has them. She plays them for him. And then we had on Saturday night, there was an accident in our area. This is a little town area. Well, those of you who've been here know what I mean. It's an area of small towns. The biggest are 10,000, the smallest are 40 people. And so, news gets around quick when something happens. And on Saturday night, there was an accident where three Ecuadorians were driving the wrong way on the expressway. They were drunk, and they hit another van head-on, and two people were killed immediately. Another one died yesterday, and it has shaken because the one car was full of immigrants, and the other ones were local, and oh my, and they met. Anyway, it's a very, 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 very bad situation, and four people in our congregation have contacts through different ways with people who were involved in the accident and either died or had survived. But it really touched our congregation in four different areas. So we're looking for ways. One of our men is going today with a bunch of Inner Peace books. He's going to the funeral of one or two of them. So that was rough. And then changing subject, I don't think I'd mentioned there's this guy that just stands at the bottom of the escalator at Mercadona, a grocery store by our church. And he just stands there and whatever people give him, And he's very friendly, tall, black, and like I say, very friendly. And so I usually give him a sandwich. I get a sandwich. They make these sandwiches in there, like it's almost like a miniature sub or something. They make all kinds of fresh food right as you go in the store. So I usually take him one. Sometimes I'll get him a pop or something. And like I say, he's always friendly. I found out his name is Eric, and I talk to him in English because he's from Nigeria. And so the other day, he came by my car as I was. And the short story is, I found out He's been here a while, about 8 months. Doesn't have papers, but he does. He is empadronado. I don't know how you'd say that. He's registered with the city hall, and I don't know. We're gonna see if we can help him in some way. But invited him to church, and so he said he'd never been before. So if you want to pray for Henry from Nigeria, it would be neat to be able to see him. Just get his life straightened out, and yeah. So, Henry, hopefully we'll have some more information about him in the future. Then Dr. Garlock, many of you know, is extremely deathly sick, and so we're praying for him. The Traco Project. Well, I got our statement here a few days ago, and to my shock, we had a number of gifts come in from individuals, and yeah, just sort of surprised from people who don't even know. So we're very grateful for that. People are praying, and some are also giving, and so we now have over $6,000 for the Traco, which is a nice chunk. We're hoping, you know, to the Lord will provide us one, buying a used one or whatever. That's, we're just praying for it. And as people give, of course, we'll save for that. And we'll see how that goes. But that was a surprise. So praising the Lord for that. Thanking everybody for praying. And those who are inclined to give as well. Why, that's, of course, can be a huge, huge part of the project as well. And then I went up today and took a drone video of the farmhouse with the snow around it. So if I get that up in the next day or two, I'll send you the link for that. The closing media, send you a picture of the service on Sunday while we were singing, I think, or something, or testimonies. And then, just one more picture of the snow at Ayerdi. Many of you got on that broadcast, and so you've probably already seen it, but it's a picture from the back part of Ayerdi. You can just barely see the farmhouse through the trees. And so I'll let it go at that. And thank you for your communication, for your prayers, for the ministry, for for Matilda, who is the lady who got saved about a month ago. Her husband needs the Lord, but he's coming to church on Sunday. So pray for him. And also that we'll have an opportunity to somehow deal with the families that are left over in the wake of that horrible accident, since we have so many contacts with them. Okay, that's it. God bless you. Goodbye.